legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, luring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where it begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 301. Today is Tuesday, June 18th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunshine in Salt Lake City and 95 degrees.
515 rollover in North Salt Lake. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this hour, a court in Belgium wants to get a hand on an American nanny convicted of child abuse in Park City. She's been convicted in absentia of similar charges there and could be sent overseas. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
This is no surprise to Aubrey Anderson's lawyer.
If you're fishing in your bathtub, you're likely to catch something. If you have a trial in absentia without any defense, you're likely to be convicted. But again, that conviction is going to be overturned if she goes to Belgium.
That's because Clayton Sims says Anderson would get a new trial in Belgium. The first was like a preliminary hearing, but necessary to start the extradition process. And Sims says Anderson may go willingly.
She feels strongly that she has a good position, that she's innocent, and then once they hear her side of the story, that they'll understand what happened, and then she'll finally be free of that.
Belgian authorities say Anderson struck in 2011 and fled to the U.S. to inflict similar cruelty. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
The theft of thousands of dollars from a safe has led Davis County Sheriff's investigators to the discovery of a car burglary ring. Detective Ken Warnshise says Matthew Robert King took the money out of a friend's safe and police uncovered the ring when they looked further into King. He says more arrests are possible.
We don't know exactly the full extent of the group that was doing these burglaries. We're certain of a couple of them, but once they're captured and questioned, it may blossom into even more.
Warnshise says investigators are trying to connect the dots across multiple jurisdictions to see which unsolved theft cases are related.
Now, banks have been walking a fine line in how they act when they begin to suspect a client is making fraudulent transactions. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth explains.
Utah Bankers Association President Howard Headley says banks are not in the business of aiding fraudsters. The idea they ignore questionable transactions because they profit from them is ridiculous.
Banks spend literally billions of dollars to prevent, detect, to educate our customers on how to avoid fraud, and we lose billions of dollars every year to fraud.
Headley says thousands of honest businesses rely on transactions banks process, so they have to make sure someone they suspect of fraud gets their due process.
We can't just willy-nilly step in and pull the plug on them.
Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news out of Denver, where we are hearing there is no damage following a tornado this afternoon. It touched down near the city's international airport, sending passengers scurrying for cover.
KSL's top national story this hour. Intelligence officials reveal a lot more about the NSA surveillance program, trying to prove that they have protected American lives. Cleon Wall gives us the story live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Scott, these officials say over 50 terror attacks were prevented because of internet and phone spy work.
In the fall of 2009, NSA, using 702 authority, intercepted an email from a terrorist located in Pakistan talking about perfecting a recipe for explosives.
FBI Deputy Director Sean Joyce says that person was Najibullah Zazi. Zazi tried bombing the New York subway system. Officials also say they prevented the New York Stock Exchange from blowing up. The head of the NSA said a less intrusive system would not have worked. He said internet surveillance was used to take down 90% of the threats they talked about today. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we are following for you. A gas line blew up in a rural part of Washington Parish, Louisiana, early this morning. No reports of injuries so far from the blast and fire. Tom Eckert lives more than 2 miles from that site, but was awake when it happened.
We live a couple miles away, but you could just see a huge ball of flame in the sky and smoke and all from the fire, even at that distance.
The explosion happened around 5:30 local time this morning, and the fire is now believed to be out.
Now, more than 190,000 firearms were stolen or simply went missing last year. That's according to a new analysis by the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. ABC's Scott Goldberg reports.
Surely we can do better than this.
It was one of the 23 executive orders President Obama issued after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Find out how many lost or stolen guns are on the streets. And last year, the official number was more than 190,000 firearms nationwide, though ATF spokesman Charles Mullum says that is probably low.
That's a number that's very skewed because it's not even mandatory to report in many states.
Of those guns reported lost or stolen, nearly 17,000 of them went missing from licensed firearm dealers. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Politics on KSL News Radio. House Speaker John Boehner is under some pressure to bring an immigration reform bill to the floor, only with the backing of most House Republicans. He talked about it in his weekly briefing today.
I don't see any way of bringing an immigration bill to the floor that doesn't have a majority support of Republicans.
Now, Boehner called the border security provisions in the measure now in the Senate weak, and he accused Democrats of trying to politicize the issue and undermine the bill.
Housing non-discrimination ordinances have been big political topics in Utah during recent years. Now, the Department of Housing and Urban Development says a national study shows same-sex couples are treated less favorably than heterosexual couples when they look for information about rental housing advertised online. Federal housing laws do not bar discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Parents who dread having the talk with their kids receive a bit of help from a new website. The Utah County Health Department's Sophia Ibarra says it is designed to help break down awkwardness in talking about sex with kids from elementary to high school age.
We wanted to do something to target specifically parents because so much of education is just done in the schools. And we wanted to give parents a resource that they could turn to so that they could get involved as well.
Now, the website talkingtoteens.utahcounty.gov is abstinence-based as required by the grant that funds it.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
How some young boys helped protect their sister from a hungry bear.
I'm Mark Hughes.
We did have an emergency traffic situation in North Salt Lake. We'll get an update coming up with traffic and weather on the 9th.
KSL News Time, 3:06.
DaveSmith.com has bases loaded. Loaded with over 1,500 Dodge, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Chevys, GMCs, Buicks, Cadillacs, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. You can make a home run on savings. Call 800-635-8000 or go to DaveSmith.com to see why we are the world's largest Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer and the Northwest largest GM dealer. Don't miss the home run savings event at DaveSmith.com.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C, because when you partner with the good people at Big O Tires to take care of your car, the good comes back to you. So stop in today for our red, white, and blue tag sale and save up to $100 on select tires or services. The good just keeps coming. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. No carryouts. Installation, shop, and disposal fees may apply. For limited time only, see store for details.
Coming up at 3:15...
Stuck with a fake iPhone, tracking down a Utah con artist. I'm KSL News Specialist Carol Makita.
KSL News Time 3:08. A big crash has made a mess on I-15 in North Salt Lake this afternoon. Utah Highway Patrol says a semi-truck clipped a pickup truck hauling lumber. Now, that caused the pickup truck to roll near the I-215 interchange. Debris went across both northbound and southbound lanes, but troopers say no one was injured in that crash.
Well, a camping trip for a Kaysville family turned into a scary Father's Day when their young kids were chased by a bear. KSL News Radio, Cheryl Worsley has more.
11-year-old Baden Kelly was walking with his sister back to their campsite in New Fork, Wyoming, when he spotted a young bear rummaging through their camp.
I saw the bear, and I said, run, Mariah. She didn't run, so I got to her, and I started running with her, and that's when the bear started running after us.
It wasn't scary for me. I just tried to be brave.
Their older brother saw what was happening and started yelling and waving and got the bear to stop long enough to get them into the cabin. The bear dug through coolers in several campsites and was put down when it tried to attack a ranger who had tracked it down. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Well, they couldn't reach a verdict. Jurors hearing the case against a Detroit police officer accused of fatally shooting a 7-year-old girl deadlocked, leading to a mistrial. Joseph Weekly accidentally fired his gun, killing that girl while leading officers on a raid to find a murder suspect in 2010. Now he's charged with manslaughter.
Hospitals in the area are giving you another option to cut your wait time at the ER. InQuicker allows you to check in and give basic emergency information online for non-life-threatening injuries. Emergency room staff will then be prepared to treat patients. Spokesperson for Utah ISIS Hospitals, Melinda Meyer, says people can check in from anywhere.
Go online to utaher.com via your smartphone, or if you do want to download the app, that's available too. And then, you know, you could select and schedule even being mobile from wherever you are.
Meyer says InQuicker significantly reduces the wait in emergency rooms by providing patients with projected treatment times based on real-time patient traffic. Well, let's get an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, we have emergency traffic in North Salt Lake. There's a southbound rollover at milepost 313 just before the North Interchange. Also seeing some northbound backing to Beck Street. Southbound is backed up into West Bountiful. And it looks like they just opened up another lane. So the two left lanes are blocked and the three right lanes are getting through. No other problems in the Salt Lake Valley, and we're looking good in Utah County. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, as you make your drive southbound on I-15, looking good over the Point of the Mountain, and the west side belt route is looking nice. There is a little bit of traffic out on I-80 toward the airport, but nothing major. It's moving along nicely. We do have an accident at 45th South and 9th East by the 7-Eleven, and another 33rd South and State Street. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at the KSL Weather Center. Tell you what, whoa, you can tell it's a hot one there. Those winds blowing too. Very dry, hot, upper 90s, and lots of sunshine. Not as hot tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
A lot of sunshine, 95 degrees downtown.
Well, the Federal Reserve began meetings today that will end tomorrow, and that could have a major impact on your money. The stocks up today because they kind of like what they've been hearing from Ben Bernanke, but a lot will depend on what the Federal Reserve decides to do tomorrow in terms of their continued stimulus.
Mr. Bernanke, don't make the wrong decision.
Well, that's a relative
some people want relative to retire judgment. Someday.
Yeah. You'll hear all the reaction right here.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes, but are also experts in business and personal financial issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you are getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org, brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
It's June, and you're looking to plan your family's vacation. Perhaps you're thinking about a reunion spot, or maybe you're in charge of a company retreat. Why not plan something memorable for everyone to enjoy for both young and old at heart? In Bryce Canyon, Bryce offers some of the best lodging and hospitality facilities like historic Ruby's Inn or the new Bryce Canyon Grand Hotel. and campgrounds are second to none, featuring modern RV sites with electrical service, sewer, water, guest laundry, showers, pools, and free Wi-Fi. So, hop in the RV and take advantage of Ruby's RV Park and Campground located next to the entrance to Bryce Canyon National Park. You won't be short on fun. You'll find all kinds of family recreation like horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, wagon rides, local rodeos, and of course, cowboy cookouts and western dinner shows with rope spinning, whip cracking fun, plus cowboy chuck wagon buffets and traditional western favorites at Ebenezer's Barn and Grill. July fireworks and half marathon are coming up, so celebrate your summer with Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. For events, activities, and hot deals, visit rubysinn.com.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. So you need office furniture, but you don't have a lot of time. It's not uncommon. Maybe you underestimated lead times, perhaps your new space is ready sooner than you expected, or maybe you've realized that bringing your old furniture would be a big mistake. You could even be having second thoughts about one of our competitors who you've already engaged, but you're feeling like you're just too far down the road to turn back. It's never too late to call Midwest. At Midwest, we have dedicated teams that specialize in quick turnaround projects. Our real-time 3D design capability allows us to accomplish more in 2 days than our competitors can in 3 weeks. You won't have to settle for a poorly designed space, and nobody can design, specify, and quote your project faster than Midwest. Our buying power allows us to shave weeks off manufacturer lead times, and our in-house installation crews can accommodate the most demanding deadlines. At Midwest, you'll never pay more, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
And nearest location.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
A Belgian court has convicted a Utah nanny in absentia for breaking the bones of infant twins like she had done in Park City. She may be extradited to Belgium. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
Other local stories we are following. Parents who have trouble talking about sex with their kids have some new help thanks to a Utah County Health Department website. It aims to take the awkwardness out of the birds and bees conversation.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealership.
Southbound rollover in North Salt Lake, milepost 313 involving two semis and a pickup and a load of lumber. We have the left lane closed and backing all the way into West Bountiful. Northbound delays at the North Interchange. Charles Moran of the KSL Traffic Center.
Windy, hot, and dry, and our temperatures in the upper 90s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
95 degrees downtown.
Designated drivers appear to be shirking their duty. A new study found that more than a third of them actually drink, some even becoming legally drunk. Art Brown with Mothers Against Drunk Driving says findings from the Salt Lake City Mayor's Coalition confirm that.
Even in Utah, designated drivers will have alcohol on board, and the community expectations is a sober designated driver, really.
Now, the survey shows some designated drivers were being selected because they were the least drunk, not because they're sober.
A Utah con artist finds a weak spot and exploits it. KSL News Specialist Carol Makita has more on how phony phones are making the rounds.
It looks like a new iPhone. It feels like it. Everything checks out, but when a Utah brought the new phone home, it turned out to be a fake. We've all seen knockoffs of watches, handbags, and sunglasses, but faking an iPhone took some skill. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 6, the area of town where this deal went down, and the warning from police for folks shopping for a new phone. Carol Makita, KSL News Radio.
Well, the U.S. is agreeing to sit down and talk with the Taliban. We'll have more on that as we go in depth coming up at 3:20.
KSL's top national story this hour, a bomb plot. The New York Stock Exchange is among the more than 50 terror plots intelligence officials were able to stop through NSA surveillance. The head of the NSA said less intrusive programs may not have worked.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
Yahoo says it received 12,000 to 13,000 requests for data this past year from the government. Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer says the most common requests concern fraud, homicides, kidnappings, and other criminal investigations. The G8 leaders say they want a peaceful end to the Syrian civil war. It seeks to reduce differences with Russia, which refuses to back President Bashar Assad's ouster.
There is still a disagreement, as we all know, that we have with the Russians on some issues. But having an international body like the G8 signify that they agree on the path forward, we felt was significant.
That State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki, a tornado touched down near Denver International Airport this afternoon. Pictures show the dark twister just down the road with people also taking pictures. Passengers at the airport were told to take cover. Police in Ashland, Ohio say a trio held a disabled woman and her child against their will for more than 2 years. FBI Special Agent Vicki Anderson says the woman tried to get help from police during a trip to the supermarket.
The police officer approached her and confronted her about shoplifting the candy bar, and she in turn asked him to take her to jail, that she was being held at a place where people were mean to her.
The woman was allegedly locked in a bedroom, beaten and forced to perform manual labor. Chrysler will finally recall 2.7 million older model Jeeps. The government said some Grand Cherokees and Liberties could catch fire easier if the SUVs were rear-ended. And a company has submitted a plan with the FAA to build a 650-foot-tall roller coaster at the site of the Tropicana Resort in Las Vegas, Scott and Maria. So why talk to the FAA about this? The agency has to see if it's poses any problems, because McCarran International Airport's not that far away.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to clip something with your plane.
I mean, why do they have to have another roller coaster in that city anyway?
I don't know. I think it would be just about the, I think what I read was it's about the same as another roller coaster. I'm just curious, would either of you go on that roller coaster at all?
Well, you know the one, the Stratosphere.
Well,
that's been the huge, it's been very popular
I guess, yes.
up there.
So. Yes.
That doesn't count. That doesn't go up that high. You're already up that
You're
high.
Already up that high.
Try shooting up that high on that other thing that they have there. That's pretty
that
high.
One's fun. Okay.
That was scary.
Thanks, Cleon.
You're just joining us. One of the stories we are following for you this afternoon, some pretty disturbing information out about how often hospital workers wash their hands. We'll have more on that story coming up.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And Charles, I have some good news up north.
That's right. The northbound accident, Lynn will tell you about in just a moment. The southbound I-15 looking good through the Salt Lake Valley. We've had no problems downtown to Draper. Good drive over Point of the Mountain. And then good speeds through Utah County and I-15. We do have one accident in the valley. This is 4500 South and 900 East. And an accident in Murray, or make that South Salt Lake at 3330 South State Street. Big problems up north, though, Lynn.
Yes, Charles, we have that rollover southbound involving two semis, a pickup truck, and a load of lumber. This is on I-15 just north of the North Interchange, mile marker 313. Four lanes are now crawling southbound, but still emergency vehicles in the left two lanes with backing to Bountiful. Northbound backing to Beck Street and North Salt Lake, use the 215 belt route or Highway 89 to get around this one. Otherwise, it looks like it's moving fairly well on the east side. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and Sandy. Visit LHMDeals.com for information. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-Day Forecast. And here's Grant Wayman.
Tell you what, it's going to be a scorcher today. Already is. Hot, dry, breezy, and our high temperatures into the upper 90s. Not going to be as hot tomorrow, thanks to a front. We'll keep it in the middle 80s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny. And north breeze may not get above 80 on Thursday. So really pleasant weather ahead then. Friday, sunny and 80s. Saturday, middle 80s and sunshine. Starting Sunday, it heats back up to near 90 and mostly sunny. Low 90s, partly cloudy for Monday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, a few clouds, 96 degrees.
KSL News Time 3:23, a change brews in the country accused of once harboring Osama bin Laden. U.S. State Department plans to begin formal talks with the Taliban in just a few days.
The U.S., of course, has a stake here. We believe it is important for the Taliban to begin, of course, meaningful discussions as soon as possible, both with the Afghans and with us.
House State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the U.S. government sees reason for encouragement in the creation of a new Taliban political office in Qatar. The U.S. is supportive with some reservations.
The main dialogue we want to support is among Afghans, but there are some issues we, the U.S., want to support. Discuss with the Taliban directly, most notably our concerns about Taliban connections to international terrorism.
Psaki says there is reason to believe that the Taliban has a sincere interest in turning over a new leaf.
The Taliban has released a statement that said two things, that they oppose the use of Afghan soil to threaten other countries, they support an Afghan peace process.
A Taliban renouncement of al-Qaeda would be a significant change more than a decade after the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan and ouster of the Taliban there.
It's a great day for the markets. We'll check your money news coming up next.
KSL News Time 3:24.
Being home to award-winning companies is what makes Clearfield City special.
companies like Futura Industries, a world-class manufacturer of custom aluminum extrusions. Turning raw aluminum into thousands of different components is what Futura Industries does best. Products that you may use every day in your home and workplace, from the automotive, flooring, and home improvement industries to components of solar products, custom workstations, and fitness equipment. Voted one of Utah's best places to work and one of Utah's most admired companies, Futura Industries takes care of their people, their greatest asset, and their people take pride in their work. Translating into products that are a cut above in quality and customer satisfaction. Impressive manufacturers, a top-notch city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious city parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth and for our local economy. Now you know why the slogan "We've Got It Made" is true. Award-winning companies, award-winning people. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill. Look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manta presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We love you!
Watching Utah's money on KSL News Radio, it sounds like the U.S. will need a new Federal Reserve chairman. President Obama says Ben Bernanke has stayed longer than he wanted to. Bernanke's term will end in January.
So who is the highest paid tech CEO in the world? Oracle's Larry Ellison's salary is $1, but he received more than $96 million in stocks and cash compensation. Yahoo's Marissa Mayer made over $36 million.
Volatility in the global financial markets hasn't helped boost falling gold prices. Gold has tumbled 18% so far this year, and many analysts say the metal's 12-year bull market has peaked.
The Dow was up by 138 points. It ended the day at 15,318. NASDAQ up by 30, S&P was up by 13.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55. Past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Straight ahead on Utah's afternoon news. If you live in Salt Lake City, it looks like you could be headed for a tax increase. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
And all the lanes have been opened up in North Salt Lake where we had that rollover accident. We'll get you the latest on any delays there with traffic and weather next.
There's a big difference between an accusation and a charge.
Engage with Doug Wright.
I'm not here to paint a lily-white picture of John Swallow. There are people that think for the good of Utah that he ought to resign. I get that. But resignation is a lot different than impeachment. We have a lot of smoke. We have a lot of speculation that's going on. We have charges. But do we actually have an impeachable offense?
Engage with the Doug Wright Show. 9 to noon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work. There's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Lower rate, but only if you call First Option Mortgage.
And let's get you another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here again is Charles Moran.
Well, pretty good flow on I-15 as you leave the downtown area down to Murray and Midvale. No problems whatsoever. And we're looking good through Sandy and Draper. Over the point from Bluffdale to Lehigh in good shape and no problems. American to Spanish Fork. 215 Bell Route in good shape and no problems on Bangor Highway. But up north, we still have lingering delays, right, Lynn?
That's right, Charles. All lanes are open, though, now on the rollover. Southbound I-15, this was involving two semis, a pickup, and a load of lumber. This is on I-15 just north of the North Interchange, mile marker 313. The lanes are crawling southbound, but still emergency vehicles in the left lane with backing to Bountiful. Northbound backing to Beck Street in North Salt Lake. Use the 215 Belt Route or Highway 89 to get around this one. In Weber County on I-15 at mile marker 339 through 341. It's going to be closed tomorrow night from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., so you want to watch out for that. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utaRideClear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. Len Thomas and the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL with the Center. Very dry, breezy, and hot. Our high temperatures into the upper 90s, but a front cools things off tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 3:31. Right now in Salt Lake City, sunshine and 96 degrees.
Southbound delays in Woods Cross. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this hour is breaking news out of Salt Lake City. We're learning the city council has just voted in favor of a controversial tax increase. The $8 million property tax hike is part of a proposed budget that has drawn criticism from City Mayor Ralph Becker. We'll have more on the story throughout Utah's afternoon news.
He wasn't south of the border on vacation. A Pleasant Grove man had been hiding in Mexico for 4 years after jumping bail on child sex abuse charges. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports he has finally been arrested.
Jess Amos Bunker did some networking.
He stayed with the family of a friend that he met while incarcerated at the Utah County Jail. And then shortly after getting there, he moved from that residence and we lost track of him.
But Sheriff Sergeant Jason Randall says authorities never gave up on Bunker. U.S. Marshals stationed in Mexico finally tracked him to Colima and worked with Mexican agents to bust Bunker.
We could have all the information in the world about where he's at, but without having somebody there to actually put handcuffs on him, we don't get him back.
Bunker was on the first flight back to the States. He's accused of abusing several children, and bail is now $1 million. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Now, detectives in Davis County say they caught on to a theft ring when one of the thieves hit a little too close to home. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has the story from Davis County.
Davis County Sheriff's deputies got called by someone saying a guy who'd been living with him, Matthew Robert King, had stolen thousands of dollars out of his lockbox. Police pursued the case, and they say they quickly learned King was part of a burglary ring, hitting cars and garages in multiple Davis and Weber County cities.
We're still at the tip of the iceberg. We have multiple vehicle burglaries unsolved as yet in the West Point area, and I understand Layton has some. There's some in Hooper.
Detective Ken Warnsheim says police have already recovered a number of phones, iPads, bicycles, even road flares. Investigators say he'd been giving a West Point teenager a lot of these items. More arrests are possible. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Chrysler has finally agreed to recall some SUVs the government considered dangerous, and you might be surprised at how they are going to fix them. Cleon Wall reports on the story live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Maria, 2.7 million Jeep Liberties and Cherokees will be recalled. Feds say it has over 30 cases of car fires after the SUVs were rear-ended. They say some people died in those blazes. Chrysler says the numbers are the same amount as other cars. But Chrysler finally relented after hearing from customers and not wanting to deal with the feds and government hearings. So what's the fix? A trailer hitch. Chrysler says that will protect the fuel tanks, and if you already have a hitch, they'll make sure it's up to snuff. Live Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. Travelers at Denver International Airport were escorted into tornado shelters as a funnel cloud moved over the airport today. 29-year-old Chadwick Densley is there, and he described the scene to ABC News over the phone.
There's security guards walking around, escorting people to the tornado shelters. And then about every 15 seconds, there's an announcement on the PA saying that there's a tornado warning at the Denver International Airport concourse.
Oh, the tornado warning is over now, but Densley says he saw some of the tornado and watched it move over the airport. No damage has been reported.
If tornadoes aren't enough, Colorado continues to deal with wildfires. We have good news, though, today for people impacted by the Black Forest fire near Colorado Springs.
Due to the hard work and a lot of rain, we're upping our containment percentage from 75 to 85% as of today.
That is Fire Incident Commander Rich Harvey. Evacuees are now returning home. Investigators are still trying to figure out how that big blaze started.
Well, it was a scary camping trip for a Kaysville family when a bear wandered into their camp in New Fork, Wyoming. 11-year-old Baden Kelly was walking back to his camp with his little sister when he spotted the bear on the side of their camping trailer. They started to run away, but the bear followed.
Bear started to gain on us because I just wanted to stay with her so she didn't get hurt. It got to about 10 feet behind us. My brother came running really fast out of his cabin and shouted, got the bear to slow down and eventually stop.
Well, the kids were able to get inside to safety. The bear was eventually put down when it tried to attack a ranger.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Having trouble with the talk, you know, birds and the bees? Well, the Utah County Health Department has you covered. I'm Dave Collins.
And speeds are picking up in the Woods Cross area on I-15, the latest with traffic and weather.
Whether it's a tow truck coming to the rescue at 3 in the morning or hotel discounts thousands of miles from home, at AAA we have a reputation for going the extra mile. Now we're helping our customers do the same at the gas pump. Because when you join AAA Utah today, you'll get a $15 Maverick gas card plus 4 cents off every gallon at Maverick locations in Utah. That adds up to a lot of extra miles with a deal that pays for itself every time you fill up. Especially when you consider that AAA membership starts at only $57 a year. With that, you get the best in roadside assistance for flats, lockouts, dead batteries, and more. It's help you can count on anytime, anywhere. Join AAA today to receive a $15 Maverick gas card. Plus, members save 4 cents off every gallon at Maverick locations in Utah. So, what are you waiting for? To find a branch near you, visit AAA.com/gas card. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Limit 2 gas cards per household while supplies last. Restrictions apply. Go to AAA.com/gas card to view complete terms and conditions or speak with a AAA agent for full details.
Driving a little fast there, buddy.
Sorry, officer. I have to deposit a check, and the credit union is closing in 5 minutes.
In that case, I'm going to need your license, registration, and your smartphone.
My phone?
With a new mobile check deposit from Golden West Credit Union, just snap a picture of your check with your smartphone, and it's deposited right into your account. You can easily deposit checks from anywhere, anytime, just not while you're driving.
Visit GWCU.org to download our free mobile banking apps, now featuring mobile check deposit. 20 convenient locations in Utah, and one right in your pocket. Golden West Credit Union.
Are you kidding me? Are you delusional?
And comes to be heard.
I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:45, an 11-year-old boy stands tall against an aggressive bear. We'll hear his story.
KSL News Time, 3:38. A Grantsville woman is dead from a skydiving mishap in Tooele County. Tooele County Sheriff's Office says she hit the ground hard during a jump on Sunday. An AirMed helicopter transported her to a Salt Lake City hospital where she died. The FAA is leading an investigation into the death.
Well, one of the toughest tasks a parent faces is the dreaded talk. Now Utah County wants to ease that awkwardness. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley explains.
Some parents worry the birds and the bees talk will go like this. But a new website from the Utah County Health Department will help them send this message instead.
No, no, no!
The website Talking to Teens provides concise tips and strategies for addressing the topic of sex. The site is abstinence-based and covers conversations with kids from elementary to high school age. It is available in both English and Spanish.
No.
Dave Cauley, KSL News Radio.
Hospital workers may only be washing their hands a fraction of the time when they're working with patients. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the story.
It's rule number one for healthcare: wash your hands. But a study that used motion sensors inside one hospital found employees were washing their hands less than 10% of the time. Confronted about the results, it was better at about 88%, but still not quite the disease-stopping 100% the CDC would like. The study was published in the journal Clinical Infectious Disease.
Now, the CDC says infections that people acquire while in the hospital cause some 100,000 patient deaths a year. KSL News Time, 3:39. Let's check your traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
Well, we're starting to see a little eastbound slowing on SR 201 right before the I-15, I-80 split there. And no problem southbound through the Salt Lake Valley. We're looking good in most places. Just a little bit of slowing in Murray and before 90th South. Over the point, in good shape, and no problems in Utah County. Bangor Highway, Redwood Road, in great shape. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, North Salt Lake, all lanes are open now on that roller bridge. It's southbound I-15. This is on I-15, just north of the North Interchange. Four lanes are still crawling along, but picking up speed southbound. Do watch for those emergency vehicles in the left lane. Southbound backing is rapidly dissipating now. Northbound backing is lightening up as well. Use the 215 belt as an alternate or legacy. There's an accident that has just cropped up at 2445 South Highland Drive. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and Sandy. Visit LHMDeals.com for information. I'm Len Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center. There's a cold front to the north and west of us. Not here yet. Hot, dry, breezy today up to 97, but the front will cool us off tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, 96 degrees.
Time now for the news quiz on Utah's Afternoon News. Here's the question for you. What major beverage chain will begin posting the calorie count on its menu items nationwide?
Be the first caller at 575-1160 and you'll win a Papa Murphy's Take and Bake prize pack, including a free pizza.
Good luck.
First, it's about the community. Then, it's about you. One day, Riverton Hospital may be there for your family. Today, it'll be there for dozens just like yours. That's why this Saturday, first, it's about them. Join the Riverton Hospital Family 5K starting at 9 a.m. Run, jog, or walk to make a difference. Then enjoy a free pancake breakfast when you're done. After the run, it's about you. Join Riverton Hospital and Primary Children's Outpatient Services for a free community health fair until 2 p.m. Free health screenings, an interactive operating room, community resource information, drawings for gift baskets, bounce houses, even a giant slide makes this the perfect Saturday family event. But start with registration for the run. You'll find details located at RivertonHospital.org. You have until 7 this evening to register. So visit RivertonHospital.org now. Do it for the community. Then do it for your family. Get details now at RivertonHospital.org.
From dinosaur bones to boating and biking to petroglyphs and mountainous peaks, Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is the place you'll want to stay forever. The dinosaurs did. Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is the one place it's truly okay to dig up the past. Experience what it's like to be a paleontologist at Dinosaur National Monument as you view the massive wall of bones, 149 million years in the making, and get close enough to touch over 1,500 dinosaur bones in their final resting place. Looking for adventure? Wrap the Green River or visit the Utah Fieldhouse Dinosaur Museum and Gardens with life-size dinosaurs like T-Rex, Allosaurus, and Stegosaurus. Dinosaurs aren't all Vernal has to offer. Vernal's biking trails rival any in the state with the wide open space of the Ashley National Forest or one of three state parks for camping, fishing, paddleboarding, canoeing, boating, hiking, or exploring northeastern Utah. Whether your passion is science, history, adventure, or scenery, Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is where fun never goes extinct. To plan your adventure and prehistoric vacation packages, visit dinoland.com.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All nine of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor. Work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling.
Remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit one offer per visit.
Street's doing. Yeah, you got it. They've created a character with a parent in jail. We'll get your reaction on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, a Grantsville woman is dead from a skydiving mishap in Tooele County. The FAA is investigating. It happened on Sunday.
Other local stories we're following. He wasn't south of the border on vacation, and after 4 years on the run, a Pleasant Grove man has been arrested in Mexico.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
A northbound accident on the 215 West Belt. This is 4500 South, blocking the right lane of traffic, and still some lingering delay coming in from Woods Cross into the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Charles Moran of the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot, dry, and really breezy out there. Temperatures into the upper 90s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, 96 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. Chrysler is avoiding a showdown with government safety regulators. Carmaker is recalling 2.7 million older Jeeps after they initially avoided a recall. Safety regulators say the Jeep's gas tank can rupture if it's hit from the rear.
Well, owning a home or business in Salt Lake City could be a bit more expensive under a plan just approved by the city council.
The council voted 5-2 within the last hour, approving a proposed budget that includes an $8 million property tax increase. That's bigger than even first proposed and has drawn veto threats from Mayor Ralph Becker. Salt Lake City Council Chair Kyle LaMalfa is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And first of all, how much of an increase would that mean for an average homeowner?
Hi. For a typical homeowner, this would be $60 per year, so about $5 a month.
Yeah, a lot of people groan when you hear tax increase, Councilman. Why do you think it's necessary now?
As this recession has, over the past few years, kind of ground down our city budgets, we stopped maintaining our infrastructure at the same levels. We stopped doing overlays on our streets and stopped maintaining our parks to the same degree that we had before. This leaves us in a position where deferred maintenance waiting on to maintain these assets like streets and bathrooms in the parks and different kinds of structures. If we wait to maintain them, they will be more expensive because we'll need to replace them. Mm-hmm. The ordinary maintenance and keeping up on ordinary maintenance of our capital in the city, of our streets and sidewalks, is cheaper than a full replacement. And we're getting to the point where without maintaining, replacing those things is going to be really expensive. I think everyone experienced a lot of potholes in the streets over last winter, and that problem is just going to get worse unless we invest in our streets. And that's what this tax increase is. The lion's share of the tax increase is going to go to improving our infrastructure.
Well, as you've been discussing a proposed tax increase, the mayor had said that he would veto any increase. Do you think that's still what he's going to do?
Well, you never know until you get the paperwork. But we have all indications that the mayor will veto this budget. The mayor has a line item veto, so he could line out particular things throughout the budget, and whether or not the council overrides all of them or fails to override them remains to be seen.
You did have a 5-2 vote here, Councilman. That's enough to override a veto.
That's right. And maybe the mayor figures out some way, or maybe members of the public figure out some way to lobby council members to change their votes. We'll know. It should be within the next week or so that we receive a veto and attempt to override.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Salt Lake City Council Chairman Kyle LaMalfa.
And this is the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Right now, let's get you another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and here's Charles Murray.
Well, a good afternoon for a drive on the highways and byways of this great state of ours. The 215 Belt Route in good shape from the North Interchange all the way to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. I-15 in great shape. We're starting to see the first of our slowdowns just a little bit before 33rd South, and then smooth sailing through Murray, Midvale, Sandy, and Draper over the point from Bluffdale to Lehigh in good shape. We've had no problems. American Fork, Orem, and Provo. And Lynn Randolph, how's that northbound problem?
Delays are rapidly dissipating in North Salt Lake, where that big accident had traffic slowed. All lanes are, though, open now. There is, on I-15, just north of the North Interchange, four lanes southbound are open, getting back up to speed. But an emergency vehicle is now blocking one lane, so use caution. And it's still a little slow traffic southbound from Woods Cross into Salt Lake. Otherwise, traffic into Davis County is getting back to a normal drive. East Side Belt and I-80 are a nice drive. The new Draper Tracks line will open on August 18th. Test trains are running. Please keep an eye out and avoid distractions, like texting near rails. For more safety tips, visit rideuta.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Tell you what, it's going to be a scorcher today. Already is. Hot, dry, breezy, and our high temperatures into the upper 90s. Not going to be as hot tomorrow, thanks to a front. We'll keep it in the middle 80s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny and north breeze, may not get above 80 on Thursday, so really pleasant weather ahead then. Friday, sunny and 80s. Saturday, middle 80s and sunshine. Starting Sunday, it heats back up to near 90 and mostly sunny. Low 90s, partly cloudy for Monday. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Sunny and 96 degrees downtown.
Time now for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
We've all heard the saying, as soon as you drive it off the lot, it's worth, what, $5,000, $10,000 less? But Edmunds.com says some cars hold their value a lot better than others over a five-year period. Topping this list, the Toyota Tacoma truck, which holds 60% of its value over the time. In the sedan $20,000 to $30,000 category, the Honda Civic earned best in class, retaining 51% of its value. Honda's Odyssey minivan keeps 44% after 5 years. In the SUV $25,000 to $35,000 category, the Jeep Wrangler holds 56%. And the Toyota Prius was still worth 47% of what it originally sold for 5 years later. Just goes to show the old adage may not be true depending on what you drive off the lot. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes and are also experts in business and personal finance issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur, the 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at four convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind, don't wait. Get a HeartView scan today, or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to MyHeartScan.com. That's MyHeartScan.com. Go to MyHeartScan.com today.
It's hot, and you think, whew,
I'm turning the air conditioner down. Then you think, yeah, how much is that gonna cost? The internal struggle begins. You tell yourself,
I deserve to be cool.
But you reply,
we've got a car payment to make. It's a nice one too.
You pull yourself away from the thermostat.
Oh, hey, not the hair. Come on, really? The hair?
But now you can end the fight. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are dramatically more efficient with no ductwork and individual room control, so you enjoy precise comfort while cutting energy costs. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Live better.
Hi, I'm Ralph Pond with Pond's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We have been helping the Wasatch Front with that internal struggle of being comfortable and saving money. Why not do both? If it's hot, call Pond's. We can come to your home and give you a free estimate. Visit PondsUtah.com. Remember, PondsUtah.com.
Thanks, Ralph.
If you're just joining us this afternoon, a nanny convicted of child abuse in Utah has also been convicted in absentia in Belgium. We'll have the latest coming up.
Time now for the pattern. Here's Grant Wayman.
All right, guys. The weather map is showing a cold front stretched to the north and west of us, and the south winds are picking up ahead of that cold front, so we get an extra dry, extra warm, extra windy day today. Fire concerns as that front approaches. Cold front moves over tomorrow, and we are not going to be as hot for our Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Watching Utah's Money, one of Sony's biggest investors, wants the media giant to spin off its entertainment division. Third Point hedge fund founder Daniel Loeb's hedge fund holds 7% of Sony. He says Sony's entertainment unit lacks the discipline and accountability of rival companies.
Starbucks is hoping to energize sales by selling more food. One out of every three purchases at a U.S. Starbucks included some sort of food. That accounts for 19% of the revenue. Now, Starbucks is also battling McDonald's and Burger King that are offering specialty coffees.
Your money up this moment. The Dow finishing the day up 138 points to 15,318. NASDAQ up 30, S&P adding 13.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives. When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful Stampede Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
By the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. What's happening, Charles?
Well, a northbound accident on the West Belt. This is in the right shoulder, about 4500 south, not really causing any slowdowns. We are seeing some slower speeds. I-15 southbound, about 2700 south to 33rd. And then again at the south interchange right after 53rd south, You'll see slowing to 90th, and then no problems all the way into and through Utah County. Here's Len Thomas.
Traffic is almost back to normal. North Salt Lake on I-15. This is on I-15 just north of the North Interchange. Delays are rapidly dissipating in North Salt Lake, where a big accident had slowed traffic. Traffic is almost flowing at a normal pace now. Otherwise, traffic into Davis County is getting back to a normal drive. Traffic on I-80 is fairly sparse, but a few more cars around the corner onto the east side belt, where it is also a nice drive. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast for Salt Lake, Ogden, and Provo. Clear skies tonight. The overnight low should be in the 70s. Sunny and not quite so hot tomorrow. High in the mid-80s. And then by Thursday, we're going to drop way down into the upper 70s. Plenty of sunshine, though. We're just going to stay in the mid-80s through the weekend. Right now in Salt Lake, partly cloudy, 96 degrees.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News. Time 4 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, June 18th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunny in Salt Lake City, 96 degrees. Delayed.